Hello everyone. How are you guys doing these days? I'm not in a very good mood today, or at this precise moment. I am going to rant, because this is getting too much for me. To tell you from the beginning, we all moved to this part of the town over a year ago. It was a year ago in June. And this area, particularly this street, is a gypsy street. So it's a massive family who are gypsies. They're from Ireland. And since we moved in, we had problems with their dogs. Some people call them traveller's dogs. Because, number one, they never kept them in their garden. Number two, never on the lead. And they were always running up and down the street. So the first time we moved here, there were about 10, 15 of them running up and down the bloody street. And, excuse my French, it might go even worse, to be honest. I told them, before we moved in, when we were painting the house and stuff, that I'm going to have a guide dog. Do these dogs attack? And they said, yes, they don't like other dogs, but don't worry, we'll sort it out. And I said, all right, fair enough. Make sure you do, because I have a guide dog who is a working dog and needs to work for me. They said, all right, don't worry, we'll sort it out. So we moved in August, and they didn't sort it out at all. We had loads of dogs running up and down the street, and in August last year, Tess got attacked 4 times. So in the end, I got fed up because they kept saying sorry to me and everything, but they would do fuck all about it. Fair enough. I went on the internet and I found antisocial behaviour department number, and I rang them and I said what is going on and that I need your help. They wrote a report and they said they'll get back to me, and they did. And at that point, we had problems with caravans, because different caravans used to park on our street. The people used to come and visit the gypsies that live in the houses. They used to come and visit them, because it's a massive family. So they used to come here and park for weeks and weeks and weeks. And at one point, we had 6-7 caravans right in front of our house. So we had a problem with that. We wouldn't have a problem with the caravans and the people, but they were really messy. And they had dogs too, which were loose. They were just running wherever they wanted. So I contacted the antisocial behaviour department. And I said, my guide dog has been attacked 4 times. Can you please sort it out, because I'm not happy about it. And if it goes on, she's going to get aggressive, which she did. But I'll get to that in a bit. She did. And they'll take her away from me. Fair enough. They said they'll sort it out. It took them nearly a year to sort it all out. Now the caravans can't park on our street. They can only park on the next street for 2 hours. And fair enough, we didn't have a problem with that. And we haven't seen caravans for the last 3-4 months now. So, fair enough. They also have been walking around every single house on our street saying, talking about my guide dog and why she's so important, and that is it is against the law to have dogs running loose, and they have to sort it out or they'll be kicked out of their houses. So a few weeks later, nothing has been sorted out. So they contacted the dog warden, and the dog warden came out after 2-3 months, because this kind of official work takes ages. They came out and they took 2 dogs that were running loose, because they knocked on every single door and no one said it's theirs, because they don't want to get into shit. So because they said it's none of theirs, none of them are responsible for the dogs, they took 2 of them. Since then, we hardly seen any dogs running up and down our street, I have to say. I think they got a bit scared after they took the 2 dogs. So it's been alright for last 6 months. And recently, about, I don't know, mid-July, I think the gypsies got a bit too comfortable thinking that they've done what they had to do, they ain't going to turn up here again. So the dogs are running again up and down our street. So today I decided to take Tess for a walk, because we didn't go for a couple of days because she wasn't feeling very well and she didn't want to go. So I took her yesterday on a lead, but she didn't want to go. She had some stomach problems. But today she felt much better, so I decided to take her on a harness. So we walked for about an hour. My mum came with me because she was showing me this route that takes an hour to go around. And we were just about to turn to our street, and guess what? Dogs. They attacked us again. Not us, my guide dog. And there were two men standing there chatting, and they realised the dog was running up to us and growling and barking and nearly bit my guide dog. And they called him over and they said sorry, and I said whatever. So we walked off, we turned to our street, and that bloody dog followed us. She legged it after us and was just about to bite Tess. Now, that is fucking annoying. I warned them so many times. We had police getting involved, antisocial behaviour getting involved, dog wardens getting involved, and it was okay just for 6 months. 6 months. And now Tess got attacked again after 6 months because they got too comfortable thinking that it's over. But it ain't gonna be over because it is getting on my nerves. It's not fair on Tess, it's not fair on me, but especially on Tess, because she doesn't know if she has to guide me or protect me. Because she always covers me when the dogs come, she tries to protect me, and she's getting really stressy and really aggressive. Now, when the situation with the dogs that happened last year in August, I went back to college in September. And because I go to a blind college, there's loads of guide dogs there. And because she got attacked and bitten 4 times last summer, she was attacking every single guide dog and dog she could see. Now, she's too strong for me. So for me to control her, and she's only doing it because she's protecting me, because I spoke to the guide dog people in Hereford and the people that trained me. And the only reason why she was attacking them is to protect them. Fair enough. Protect me, I mean, sorry. So, to control her, because she's such a heavy and a strong dog, she's supposed to be a guide dog for a man, I literally can't hold her. So the only way is for me to sit on her. Horse handle her, basically. Which isn't a lot of fun. Because every single time she walks, if she sees a dog, that's it. She stops working, she starts to protect me. And it's not safe for me at all. And this is just frustrating, because every organisation possible got involved, and only 6 months. And they stopped to give a fucking shit again. Oh, count to 10. So I'm going to ring antisocial behaviour department on Monday again and say that my guide dog has been attacked again and that you better sort it out, otherwise this is gonna get to someone much higher than you. And you, as well as the fucking gypsies and the council, are going to get to a lot of shit. Because I can do that. So easily. But I thought I have to say this, because oh, it's just either that or punch the fucking wall, which ain't going to help me and it's going to bruise me. You would think... I'll do another boo, actually. Yeah.